When DCI Engineers decided to expand our business to Spokane 17 years ago, River Park Square was under construction, the Davenport Hotel was empty, and the Fox Theater was just a dream. I left Seattle to expand our business here because I knew Spokane was on the verge of something big. When I arrived in Spokane in 1998, GSI was where I started because I needed to build a business network quickly. I needed to get to know a lot of people right away. It was imperative that we build a presence and a reputation in town so that we could become the number one choice of anyone who wanted to design a building. There's no group that advocates for the overall business climate and concerns themselves with recruitment issues as well as Greater Spokane Incorporated. They work to make Spokane a great place to live. They work to make Spokane grow. And when a community grows, it needs new buildings. I'm Mark Aiden, president of DCI Engineers. We're creating something greater with Greater Spokane Incorporated.
Welcome to Startup Spokane, where hosts Steve Traven and Megan Halsey explore the excitement and momentum growing throughout Spokane's expanding startup community. Startup Spokane is a joint effort between Greater Spokane Incorporated's Startup Spokane, our friends at Well Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Talks Online. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Megan.
Welcome to Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online, your home for broad and podcasts about everything startup and entrepreneurship related in the Spokane region. We're your hosts, Megan Halsey and Steve Traven. Steve, why don't we start with a brief reminder for our listeners about who we are and how we're involved in Startup Spokane.
Yeah, great, Megan. Yep, we're part of Startup Spokane, and we're here to be a real connector, convener, facilitator of everything in the ecosystem. So if we have people that either have ideas or have launched a business or want to grow their business and have needs for any part of that journey, we're here to help point them in the right direction.
That's great. And at Startup Spokane, we want to provide you with our region story of entrepreneurship, how we're creating an ecosystem that's attractive not only to native entrepreneurs, but to people who are looking for that place to launch their next business, and how we're making Spokane attractive to them. We want to educate you about the resources that exist in the ecosystem and the ways to plug in and connect, and if you can thrive if you're an entrepreneur or a small business.
So I know that summer is coming to an end because this is the time of year when Startup Weekend Spokane comes alive, which is the fall. And we are really fortunate today to have two of the main organizers of this year's 10th. This will be the 10th Startup Weekend event. We have Zach Schalbetter and April Needham, so welcome to the program. And why don't each of you take a minute and just introduce yourselves and talk about your role in the ecosystem. Zach, do you want to start?
Sure. I own a local company called Auxiliary. We do web and application development. And I'm also the president of INT. We're a local organization that's focused on technology growth in our region, and that's the greater Spokane area. My history with Startup Weekend is I was a coordinator for a very long time, and I had the opportunity to take over it and push it further, and that's what we've done.
Great. Good. Glad you're part of it and glad you've stuck with it, Zach, because this is an important event. And April, how about reminding our listeners who you are?
Hi, my name is April Needham, and I am a community-loaned executive with Avista, currently just working on driving economic development in our region through entrepreneurship. I'm excited to be a part of the Startup Weekend Planning Committee this year.
Great.
Welcome. We're so glad to have you guys here. We can't wait to hear a little bit more about what you have in store. This is the 10th Startup Weekend, so tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, with us kind of taking over this event, we thought that it'd be a good idea to change things up a bit. So instead of hosting it at Gonzaga, which we have many, many years, we are moving it to Avista's headquarters, which is pretty cool. It's quite futuristic, and it gives us an opportunity to define some new stuff, bring in some new people, try out some new experiments to see how well everything works.
That's so, exciting. Zach, why don't we take a few minutes for those people that may not know anything about Startup Weekend Spokane, and let's just kind of provide some context for what is this thing? Call it a weekend. Let's talk about some of the mechanics of it and what the purpose is.
Well, the purpose is to start a business based off of your idea. That's the gist of it. You come in on Friday, a handful of – quite a few people will pitch their ideas. You will then vote. And based on that voting, we'll choose 10 to 12 teams that will participate in the event through the weekend. We encourage those who did not win to take part in those teams, and they will build their business through the weekend. And at the end of the weekend, they will pitch their ideas through a presentation, and either with a product that they've produced or with just a prototype or an idea, and the judges will determine whether or not they think the business is viable and successful. And then based on that, we will go from there.
Great. And one of you want to talk about the kinds types of people that usually participate in this event? I mean, demographic-wise?
We have seen every demographic there from, pardon me, the 10-year-old who has an interesting idea all the way up to the 65-year-old plumber who attends almost every single year. So we are a diverse crowd of individuals that are trying to succeed in a complicated industry with a new and exciting idea.
Yeah, and we're looking for different skill sets of participation mm-hmm. as well, right? I mean, because the ideas, and I've been involved in most of them here, and I know that the ideas are far and wide, right? I mean, the plumber that came up with a cap for the post on your toilet bowl on one end of the spectrum and all the way over to a lot of apps, you know, and tech.
Yeah.
Even some food science, you know, food-based kinds of things like Spiceologist, who we talked to in the past. Pete Taylor started out of a startup weekend. So types of skills that we're looking for participants mm-hmm. in the event. Can you talk about that?
Well, they're your core, your marketers, your tech people that are able to either write code or build something with electronics, your designers. We definitely need lots of those. And Even just the individual who has an interesting idea and thinks that they can lead a team, there really isn't a limit on who we want. We've seen children come to these events. In fact, my kids attended one year, and they ended up being a big part of the marketing program that their particular team was putting together. So there isn't a restriction on who should come. It's really are you willing to spend, you know, 3 days seeing how far you can go with your idea.
So it's not really about age or skill set. It's about enthusiasm and passion for getting involved in something. Is
That's
that
right.
Kind of? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, April, can you tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about how this startup weekend is going to be different than the prior startup weekends?
Sure, I'd love to. So like Zach mentioned, we are hosting it at a new location this year at Vista's headquarters. And so that should be an exciting twist. In addition to a venue change, we're looking to kind of restructure the schedule of the weekend. And so while it will still run all weekend long, we're hoping to also incorporate some more workshops, give people an opportunity to expand their skill set through various workshops over the course of the weekend.
Oh, that's great. I mean, so in addition to them working on teams, there will be, my understanding, there might be some guest speakers that will provide knowledge to these people, so there's some learnings as well.
Yeah, in the past, we've left the event solo, where it just runs by itself. We don't have a lot of stuff in the middle of it, because our concern was that contestants would become distracted. But we think that there is a need for additional knowledge during the event. So if you have a team leader that could use more information on how to present or how to speak in front of people, that's the type of workshop we want to hold during the event. And other entrepreneurs that have had successes during this event as well. So
if people are interested in learning more about Startup Weekend, can you tell them where to find some information about it?
Yeah, they can go to startupweekendspokane.com, and from there they'll be directed to the page to sign up.
We're also on Facebook, so find us Startup Weekend Spokane on Facebook.
And have we mentioned the actual dates?
We haven't yet.
I think we should probably talk about when Startup Weekend Spokane actually occurs this year, and that would probably be helpful too.
Sure. So we'll kick off the event on Friday evening, November 10th, and run through Sunday evening, November 12th. And so that is also the kickoff to Global Entrepreneurship Week as well.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of what Global Entrepreneurship Week is all about as well. But people shouldn't feel like they have to have an idea to participate, right? I mean, this is really an opportunity mm-hmm. for people to come in. Some will have ideas. Some will actually come up with ideas Friday night during the social to pitch. It's not a 24/7 event, right? I mean, so for people that are thinking, I mean, am I spending the night at Avista? That is not the case. There's always the lights are always on at Avista,
yeah.
But the event actually, I mean, it basically runs until like 9 o'clock in the evening, or
that's right,
something like that.
So on Friday, it starts at 6 o'clock, and we'll be out of there by probably 9-10 o'clock after we've gone through voting and so forth. And then you'll arrive the following morning. Generally, we see people arrive between 7:30 and 9, and then you'll stay until 10 o'clock again, and then the following day will be the same. We'll be concluded by about 9-10 o'clock after the voting and so forth has occurred. So to answer your first question, no, we don't expect you to have an idea when you show up. We expect you to and hope that you will be interested in trying out your skills against a new project, a new business. And that's kind of the gist of it, yeah.
That's great. April, did you want
to? I just wanted to jump in and say also that we're recruiting right now for coaches. So even if you don't want to participate by pitching an idea or leading or participating on a team, you can also participate by volunteering your expertise to help coach these teams as they go along. And then also always looking for sponsorship. So we're kicking off that as well.
Great. And same way for people that are interested in those activities to go to startupweekendspokane.com.
That's right. Yeah.
To engage. So it's great. We're having a great conversation with Zach and April about Startup Weekend Spokane, the 10th annual Startup Weekend Spokane. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about some of the prior participants and outcomes and more of the details of what you can expect over that 54-hour event. We'll be right back on Startup Spokane Radio on Spokane Talks Online.
Congratulations! You found where Spokane Talks Online. Tell your friends.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Welcome back to Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online. Today we're talking with April Needham and Zach Schallbetter about Startup Weekend Spokane, which is coming up in November. So Zach, let's jump right back into it and let's talk about what does Startup Weekend actually look like from beginning to end? What does it feel like as a schedule and what would you expect as a participant?
Sure. On Friday, you'll arrive and we'll go through the voting process, which we've previously discussed. All of your meals are provided, so you'll have dinner that same night as well. The next day, you'll come in after choosing the team that you're going to participate with, and you'll have breakfast with us. You'll get to work on moving forward with building your pitch, building your idea, coming up with a name if you haven't already defined one. And then from there, we'll have lunch. And between all of this stuff, there will be events and workshops that you can attend if you'd like. Coaches will come in and talk with you, help guide you a little bit further into building this particular business. And then by Friday night, hopefully you'll be most of the way into having completed either the prototype or the project or the presentation for that matter. Sunday morning, you'll come in and again, you'll have breakfast. Coaches will check in with you real quick to make sure that you are ready to go. And then You'll have just a little bit of time before we have a tech setup where you'll come in and you'll kind of pre-pitch to us. We'll judge a little bit, make sure everything works properly, and then you will go before the judges and pitch.
And be judged.
And be judged.
But without, yeah. They don't have teeth. Those judges don't have big teeth.
Not this time around.
And it's really all for the pride of winning.
It is.
Is it not? So
it is.
I want to just shift gears a little bit. I speak to students often and talk to them about the value of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I really see this weekend as the most important thing that a person gets out of this weekend are the relationships that they form.
Yeah.
And the possibilities that some of these teams might actually make a run of it. So let's talk a little bit about that. Zach, you've been part of Startup Weekend for the whole time. I have mm-hmm. as well. I mean, we have actually seen companies start
yeah.
from this weekend, right?
We have.
And mm-hmm. let's, I mean, I'll name one, Icy Pooch.
Icy Pooch is,
right?
is the big guy.
Right, and yeah. this was the big guy was a 12-year-old girl.
That's right.
Who had an idea to interact with her high-strung, her socially anxious dog, and came up with a product idea out of Startup Weekend.
That's right.
Ended up getting funding through Kickstarter crowdfunding as well as raising money. Ended up on Shark Tank.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
didn't get funded on Shark Tank, but I mean, made a full run of it. And
yeah, and, she's incredible,
right? I mean, just that's yeah. just one story. So this isn't just. I mean, it is for fun, but I mean, it does have outcomes and potential for outcomes.
Well, even beyond just outcomes, you also gain skill set. We have a friend, Eric Banholtz, who runs a company called Beard Brand, and Beard Brand didn't come out of Startup Weekend, but he attended many times and won several times over with his companies. We feel as though there's a lot here besides just winning. And of course, if you win, you receive assistance with legal help. A lot of times we'll see people talk to VCs afterwards. There's a lot that comes out of completing it, but definitely the knowledge and skill you gain from it is more valuable than anything else that you would win.
Yeah, and I know there in the past there have been some in-kind awards, and I don't know what's lined up. I mean, it's still a little early yet for you to probably have all those things lined up. But in the past, we've made co-working space available. We've had one of the local accounting or legal firms offered up some legal mm-hmm. services and whatnot. So there really is this opportunity, and I spend a lot of time thinking about this event as. It's an ideation event, really, because, you know, we're at the beginning of an academic calendar for kids that are in school, whether it's mm-hmm. high school, college, or otherwise. And this is the point in time in the academic calendar where people are coming up with ideas. And Startup Weekend is just, to me, a great launch pad for doing just that.
Yeah, it's a great way for a student to have their first exposure to entrepreneurship, too.
Yeah.
So, and talk about, is there a price associated with participating? What does that look like?
Yes. So there is early bird pricing. That is $40 for each different role. There's a generalist, there's a designer and a developer. And so we ask that we kind of categorize you so it's easy to assign you to teams if needed. Then after, I believe, October? Is it October 1st? After October 1st, the price goes up to 50. So it is still half the price it was last year. We really want this to be a community event where people can attend and don't have to concern themselves with spending $100 just to show up. And that covers your food and everything.
I was just going to say, this is all about just covering the expense of the event.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Avista mm-hmm. April has been generous enough to offer up their facility as an in-kind contribution this year, which, you know, thank you. Thanks to you and the company for doing that. But, you know, these people will be fed well all weekend long. And, again, just a great opportunity to participate at any level.
Yeah, you're fed knowledge and food. So
so what are there other aspects of this particular event that we haven't talked about that you guys think we should cover for our listeners before we segue into kind of the Global Entrepreneurship Week?
I want to talk a little bit more about the coaching. What are you looking for when you look for a coach? What kind of skill sets? Who would make a good coach?
We are looking for individuals that have a lot of professional experience in either starting businesses or advising businesses. We've had educators come through that have a really great knowledge pool and can provide details on how to start a business. We're looking for people that are not focused on finance, because at this event we don't talk about funding or financing at all. It's not about monetization in the slightest. It's specifically about building the idea. So that's typically what we're looking for is the aged entrepreneur.
Yeah, and so just one more logistical detail around that, kind of the time commitment for the different levels of participation. So for coaches, they're scheduled in for a block of hours, either on a Saturday or a Sunday, correct?
That's right.
And but participants themselves, I mean, this isn't a mm-hmm. come and go as you like, really, is it? I mean, let's talk a little bit about what the expectation is there.
Sure. Great question, Steve. So for participants, we really do ask that you plan to be there all weekend long. Again, you're joining a team, and so they're relying on you to help build the idea throughout the course of the weekend. And we recognize that those are long days on Saturday and Sunday, but it really is important to plan to be there the entire weekend. As far as coaches, yes, we've got different shifts available for both Saturday and Sunday. So really a smaller, much smaller commitment, a few hours at a time, or you can do an all-day volunteer opportunity to you if you choose to.
That's great.
That's awesome. And do the coaches pay to participate, or
no,
are they just volunteers? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, they're totally volunteers, and we'll ask for what they can give, typically. My team is, when we previously were coaching, we stay the entire weekend.
Wow.
So we don't ask them to do that, but if they'd like to, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, and I know I just want to acknowledge that you also surround yourselves with an incredible group of volunteers that are giving of their time all weekend long mm-hmm. To make sure people are in the right places, that food is plentiful, and cleaning up after people. So I know that this is not an event that that's taken lightly.
Sure. So I would say that we have been very blessed to have a really strong planning committee that returns year after year to help us make this event happen. That's how we can do it every year. And in the past, we've done it twice a year. So mm-hmm. again, yeah, just the volunteers are huge in continuing to make the event happen.
Right.
And of course, if anybody's interested in volunteering or helping to coordinate, reach out to us. We'd love to have you.
Okay. And again, tell our listeners how they find you. Or how they reach out?
They can find us at Startup Weekend Spokane on Facebook or startupweekendspokane.com.
Great. So if you're interested in participating, being a coach, being a volunteer, at any level, please get in touch with the organizing committee one of those two ways. Let's shift gears in the remaining minutes that we have, April, and talk about Global Entrepreneurship Week, because Startup Weekend Spokane this year is right at the very – it's the weekend just – At the beginning of Global Entrepreneurship Week. Do you want to talk a little bit about the significance of Global Entrepreneurship Week and mm-hmm. what's happening there?
Sure, yeah. So coincidentally, this is the 10th Global Entrepreneurship Week as well, which is kind of exciting. So Startup Week in Spokane will occur, and then immediately following November 13th through the 19th is Global Entrepreneurship Week. This is an event, like I said, that's been occurring for 10 years across the world. So over 170 countries now participate. We have nearly 10 million participants. So it's really kind of a cool thing, just a way to bring people together around the world and celebrate entrepreneurship, educate other people on what entrepreneurship is and how it contributes to our communities, and a way to get engaged, learn more about it, and also for those entrepreneurs, kind of get connected to other people that might help them continue building their idea.
Yeah, and I think my perspective is that this is a week where we're really – you know, the world is really sort of saying we're going to take this particular week and focus in on activities around entrepreneurship, and we have made it a point to do that in our region. And I don't know if I hate to put you on the spot, but are there some of the other activities that are lined up for that week that you might be able to mention today?
Sure. So right now we're just kicking off getting some of those events put together, but our goal is to schedule various events throughout the week that will really kind of do a couple of things. So raise awareness, but also support some of those teams that come out of Startup Weekend Spokane so that they can continue to work on their idea and have that continuation of support resources, and also further engage the community. So no specific events lined up yet, but we will be starting to post those on our Startup Spokane events calendar online. So that's startupspokane.com. I will say that Startup Spokane does have an event scheduled for the week. That Thursday is their Entrepreneur Connect. Connect. So Thursday evening at 5:30, that'll kick off. And I think that's there's some exciting programming scheduled for that event. So stay tuned for more information on that. But again, keep an eye on Startup Spokane events calendar and through the newsletter for more information about Global Entrepreneurship Week events.
And another one that we know is coming up that week also, Ignite has their demo day on Tuesday, and that's already on the schedule. I know that the SBA is planning to do a couple of events as well as some other partners in the ecosystem. So do, as April mentioned, check out the Startup Spokane calendar because those events will be coming and they're going to be a great opportunity for you to get plugged in and learn about entrepreneurship and how it could affect you.
Yeah. And that's the third week of November of this year. So block that out. Listeners, there's lots of things to engage in. And not only in Spokane, but we're doing this across eastern Washington. You know, we're working – we've got a larger initiative called Startup Washington 365, and we've replicated a lot of the work we're doing in Spokane down in some of the rural communities in southeastern Washington, and they, too, are putting together a list of activities and events to promote that weekend. And I believe that Startup Weekend is actually they've created a global Startup Weekend on both weekends, the weekend we're doing our Startup Weekend Spokane and one on the tail end. So everybody is really recognizing the value of focusing in for a period of time on entrepreneurship in kind of a condensed and consolidated way.
Well, and one of the things that we talk about at Startup is how entrepreneurship is really the future of careers because we're training children for careers that don't exist yet, and that's part of entrepreneurship as well. So we are just about out of time for this program. So thank you for joining us at Startup Spokane Radio at Spokane Talks Online. And I want to thank both Zach and April for joining us today. It's been great discussing Startup Spokane or Startup Weekend Spokane, and we really appreciate your time. So join us here for future Broaden podcasts where we'll continue to bring you profiles of successful entrepreneurs, information about resources, and so much more. Talk to you next time on Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online.
Startup Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is a joint effort between GSI's Startup Spokane, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Talks Online. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great and profitable day.